I'll be reading tonight from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 8, please. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 8. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 8. The Apostle Paul says, "We are confident. I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Several years ago, the Lord gave me several messages on the subject of hell where I borrowed people's imagination. He gave me several messages where I had a private interview with Mr. Death where I borrowed your imagination. Last August at a camp meeting, a little boy came up to me on the platform one night and he said, "Brother Kid, I've listened to those tapes over and over." He said, have you ever preached a message like that about heaven?" I said, "No, son, I'll be honest with you, I haven't." 2.5 months ago, laying in a motel room, God said, "Why haven't you ever preached one about heaven?" I begin to study my Bible. Begin to think about home. I want to preach tonight on the subject of a glimpse of glory. Tonight, I demand that the choir do its utmost best. I desire the undivided attention of the audience that's at hand. And I totally depend on God's Spirit to use tonight for His honor and glory. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take a trip to the other side of the grave. I'll be your narrator throughout the course of the trip. So sit back, open your mind and heart, and enjoy the future. May God help me to preach tonight in the power of His Spirit, the wisdom of His Word, and the approval of His only begotten Son. Welcome to a glimpse of glory. It was a beautiful Sunday morning. The whole family was doing just fine. We all loaded up in the car because, you see, it was just about church time. Sunday school was good, and now church starts at 11. The preacher announced his subject. He said something about preaching on heaven. He read his text, and he began to preach. And the power of the Lord was all around. During the invitation time, I saw several sinners make their way down. We got into the car and headed home. To the preacher, we all waved goodbye. But little did I know back then that that day I was going to die. We made it home and we sat down to eat. One of my boys said, "Table grace." He thanked God for love and mercy, and he thanked him for heaven, our resting place. We finished eating and I went outside. I thought I'd walk down to the barn, but my vision began to blur as pain filled my chest and my arms. I began to fight for every breath as I tumbled to the ground. The next thing I remember is the hospital with doctors standing all around. As the forms of the doctors overshadowed me, they were all nervous, I could tell. But in my heart, there was a peace whispering, "It is well." The machines begin to beat, and my family starts to cry. My soul's leaving my body. It's headed for its home on high. The limited abilities of this flesh have escaped like from a jail. There's no fear within my heart. I know I'm not going to hell. I can hear singing on Mount Zion. It's the angels' welcoming song. It's just like the Bible told me. For this place I have longed. The shore lines of heaven beckon. That's my name. They're calling me. The angels cry, don't worry. Of death and hell, he has the key. I was instantly relieved from all pain. All my sorrows are now in the past. I'm going to be with Jesus. I'll see his face at last. I stormed through the valley of death. All its darkness, it had to flee. In just a moment, I'll see Jesus. What a day this is going to be. Looking across God's paradise now, and oh, what a beautiful sight. All the saints are worshiping Jesus. They're in robes of spotless white. The angels soar quickly above the throne with twain across their face. They're listening to the saints rejoice and sing a song about amazing grace. The heavens swell with praise as the 24 elders fall at his feet. I find myself before his throne. It's Jesus I'm about to meet. With eyes that are flames of fire, perfect white, I find his hair. The glory that surrounds him is far beyond compare. His hands and feet carry wounds. Yes, he did it all for me. Those wounds will never go away, not even throughout all eternity. Cherubims and seraphims cry out. They're proclaiming that he's the door. He died for sins while on earth, but he's alive forevermore. With a voice that sounds like thunder, he told how he bled and died. He said it's all because of Calvary, since the blood has been supplied. The throne is brighter than the sun, with a rainbow wrapped all around. From it flows a river of water, and there the saints have settled down. Sitting on the banks of the river, in the presence of God's only Son, they begin to talk about victories and all the battles that he had won. A woman began to testify. She said, "I've got a story to tell. I'd like to tell you how Jesus saved me while sitting on Jacob's well." A man jumped up and said, "That's nothing. I was born blind without my sight. Jesus passed by and touched me. Thank God I can see the light." Another man said, "Hear this. I was crazy in the tombs I ran. Jesus came and saved me and put my family back together again." Brother, I'll never forget this one. Because a man stood up and said, "I was dead for 4 days, and Jesus raised me from the dead." Yet another said, I was on the cross. Yes, I was a dying wicked thief. I asked Jesus to have mercy. And he said, today you're going to be with me. A woman cried out, I had an issue. There was no hope for me, they would say. By faith I touched the hem of his garment, and I was made whole that very day. A beautiful young lady ran toward me, and this is what she said. You don't remember me, Daddy. I'm your little girl that was born dead. No one thought I ever lived. Everyone said I just died. But Jesus brought me to heaven, and Daddy, with him, I'll always abide. Together we walked through the highest galaxy, far above the Milky Way. I see a table spread from sky to sky, reserved for Resurrection Day. Why? Over there I see little Jimmy. On earth I stood by his grave. I remember him being in my Sunday school because it was there Jimmy told me he'd gotten saved. Here comes a missionary I supported. My, I remember he had so much work to do. He said, sir, there's something I'd like to tell you. I'd just like to say thank you. Fellowship in perfect communion. I've never seen anything like it before. Just like one big family reunion. Hey, aren't you Mom and Dad? As hand in hand they walked ashore. My, they sure look different now. Absolutely nothing like before. Their bodies aren't twisted with pain. Their minds have been made just right. All their sorrows and burdens are lifted. Their hearts are full of endless delight. Things are so different here. No tombs covering the grass. Wheelchairs, canes, and crutches. They're all gone at last. There's no police, alarms, or security. And there never comes a night. We just worship around the throne, and you know Jesus. He's the light. No one is ever sad. Misunderstandings can't be found. It's the only place I've ever been where the devil's not around. I gotta stop and say, thank God! There's a place where the devil won't be around. One of these days I fought my last battle. Glory to God, I fired my last shot. I've confessed my last sin. I've disappointed God my last time. I'm glad over yonder over on the other side of the grave. God ordained a place for the devil to be For just a moment I paused. I thought about all my troubles and trials. I turned to see the face of Jesus and I shouted, it's been worse! It's been worse every mile. of this and so much more that heaven offers is mine. But I decided to take just one look back over the banisters of time. My family's standing at my graveside. They're weeping as my body's lowered down. If only they knew I was fine. I'm in heaven with a robe and a crown. Amen, Granny, you help yourself. And so much more that heaven offers is mine. But I decided to take just one look back over the banisters of time. My family's standing at my graveside, weeping as my body's lowered down. If only they knew I was doing fine, I'm in heaven with a robe and a crown. The sufferings of my life, they're not worthy to compare with all the bliss of heaven and its beauty that's so rare. The sufferings of my life, they're not worthy to compare with all the bliss of heaven. It's beauty that's so rare. Yes, I've had my burdens, even shed many a tear. But it all looks so small when you look at it from up here. Let me read that one more time. I just thought something when I read that. Yes, I had my burdens, even shed many a tear. But it all looks so small when you look at it from up here. Small when you look at it from up here. Everyone's left my grave now. Just my family's left standing around. Lord, please help them to realize their own resurrection ground. want to sing that second verse again. Now, some of you may not know the story behind that song. The man may be in the building tonight that wrote that song. He wrote it just after he buried his three-year-old daughter not long ago. Went by the graveside, began to look at the cold, dark grave. God gave him the words of this song. I'm glad when we bury our loved ones, it's not goodbye. It's just good night. I don't call them caskets, they're hope chests. On resurrection morning, our loved ones are getting up to be with us in Jesus forever. You listen to that second verse one more time. To the saints that are on the earth, this message I wish I could give. Do your best for Jesus and for His glory live. Stand and finish each battle. Win the race you must run. And when you get to heaven, you can hear Him say, "Well done." As for now, we're apart. I'm in heaven where all is new. But I make this promise sure, I'll be waiting at the river for you.
Your life on earth is over. God for the great message. Amen.
Heaven's a real place.
Real people go there. Amen. Well, I don't know what kind of invitation.